So yes, yeah, so I want to talk about a little bit about the doctor's evaluation and hopefully give you some insight into what the doctor's evaluation should include, and maybe a little bit about kind of about the limits of the doctor's evaluations and things that you should ask for, things that you should question, and a little bit about what I would like as a physician to receive from counsel. And so I'm going to talk about that. And then I also want to talk a little bit about, I think, what was spoken about some last time, about supports and services. And that is the other side of determining capacity is, you know, what can be done to mitigate a person's capacity, to help them continue to have capacity. So, yeah, we've already gone through this a couple of times today. So, the role of the evaluating physician is you know, one, to determine whether there's a physical or mental diagnosis, and then the second part is to determine whether because of the mental or physical diagnosis, there's impairment in their ability to take care of themselves, their finances, or their medical conditions. And I would say that when you look at where physicians are trained and what we're good at, it is on the left side of the slide. You know, we're good at making diagnosis, and these are some of the more common diagnoses that relate to persons living safe and independently.